Joined here by the head coach of the Lady Mustangs of Tri-County High School in Miles Dussman. Going back a week ago today, a victory for the Lady Mustangs, 47-35 against East Harrison. Played well against an always strong Mercer team on Thursday, but lost 49-35 last night, opening round of the HDC tournament. Struggle for this young Tri-County team, lost 63-20. To Gilman City, getting back at it over in Galt Thursday against Grundy R5 in the second night, maybe the fourth night, but second night for Tri-County in the Round Robin HDC tournament. How are you doing today, Coach?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Last night was kind of a tough loss for us, but we're ready to bounce back on Thursday.
With a young team, you just, 63-20 is just kind of one of those games where you didn't have it, it wasn't a good night, you just tell the girls to flush it?
Yeah, we have some sickness going through the team too, so we were missing our leader at the guard position in Lexus Blakely Wright, and one of our girls that come off of the bench and play pretty good minutes for us, and so the sickness and the girl that came off the bench for us had rolled her ankle the week before, and she's still recovering from that, and so we were a little bit thin last night, but. We still expect to come out and compete every night, even whenever we're missing a couple. And we just didn't have it last night, with young teams. Sometimes the energy just isn't there. And you could kind of sense it before the game that they didn't have the energy. And while my assistant coach and I were trying to fire the girls up and trying to implore them to get them to go, sometimes it's just not our night, and last night was not ours.
You get the sense, Coach, I know this is kind of a guessing game a little bit, but do you feel like, are you going to be at full strength for Thursday?
I think we will be. The sickness has come around early enough to where I think we'll be at full strength. We'll get a couple of good practices in here, and we're missing a couple of girls today, but it seems like as this sickness comes around, it's only a 1 or 2 day sickness. So we should be good to go by Thursday.
Rather now than districts in 2 weeks too, right?
Oh, goodness, yes.
yep. Your matchup with Grundy, it's been a really interesting matchup when you've played Grundy this year. To me, it's kind of one of those, you match up with them good. You've played well against them. They've played well against you at times. It's kind of you don't know what's going to happen when you play Grundy. It's made for a really interesting back and forth this year between the teams.
Well, yeah. We've only played them the one time really early in the season, and that was one of the best games we'd played of the entire year. But Grundy's a very, very well-coached team, and as the season has gone on from the film that I've watched, they've gotten better as the year has gone on, and we've gotten better too. But there's just something about our matchup. I don't know if it's how our guards match up or how our posts match up, but it just seems like every time we play each other, it's a close game. But it's kind of been like that for us all season. It hasn't, even if the team has a really good record, we're still going to go out and compete with them. We just had a couple of shots fall the right way for us, and we kind of took care of the ball better the night that we played them. And so that's just kind of been the recipe that we've been looking for all year, where if we can make our open shots whenever they're there and we can take care of the basketball, we're going to be able to probably take care of a couple of teams, and that just seemed to happen that night. We match up with them pretty decently. We'll see about Thursday night, but I always tell the girls that, especially when it comes to HCC conference play, we can compete with anybody every single night.
Yeah, you took me by surprise. You said you only played them once. It feels like all these teams have played each other four times to this point, and there is only one matchup, but that's going to make up here in the month of February because you see them again. You got another trip to Galt coming up next Tuesday.
Yes, we do, and then there's a good chance that we could see them in districts too. So in this conference, it seems that these matchups come up pretty quickly. So,
does it help you guys for confidence sake? Grundy's a young basketball team. You're a young basketball team. So as far as playing against girls that you're familiar with because you played against them all these years, does that help your confidence against Grundy that you're not playing against girls that are a year to two older than you?
Well, I think so. Mentally going into the game, you know that physically you're able to match up with them, and also mentally, like you said, with the age difference, whenever you're playing two young teams against each other, you know, one team could show up and then one team could not show up, or both teams could show up or both teams not show up, you know. With young teams, it's just hard to tell. But going into a game like that, I think that it does help with our mentality a little bit.
That's the head coach of the Tri-County Girls and Miles Dustman. Next up, trip to Grundy R5 on Thursday for round two of the HDC tournament. Coach, good luck with the game on Thursday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate it.